This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
You know, for me, it's just like, okay, we've had this like graphic forever, this like, you know, notebook thing that is the Hollywood Handbook logo, but we don't have a Hollywood Handbook guy. Like, what's our little guy?
We need a little, like, kind of crazy guy who's running around and, like, I guess the implication is that he's killing people.
Ideally, like, yes, but there used to be more little guys like this, like, running around. Like, the fucking Honeycomb Monster.
Yes.
And, I don't know, like, even, like, every cereal really used to have a little guy or
have
something.
Have a little guy.
And it made me, like, feel like a friend was with me when I went to eat the cereal. Why don't we have that for the podcast? Like a little hairy guy with like great big eyes and sharp teeth so he could kill.
Right. He has really sharp teeth. He has a tiny little gun.
Ideally, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny, but it's got a lot of bullets.
And he wants the podcast, like he wants to steal the podcast or something.
Well, the podcast is so appealing to listen to, he wants to be the only one that can hear it.
That can listen to the podcast.
So then there's a sense of danger when you start listening to our show. It's like, fuck, man, this guy might come kill me so that I can't listen anymore.
And his name is like Bezo.
I like Bezo. I don't want to pitch all day.
Yeah.
Squeeble, I would have said, but I know we've already got Bezo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Aubrey, actually, this could be good for you when you're done blowing your nose. Like,
do
what?
Do we have Aubrey?
Still here?
Have Aubrey?
Yeah, we. So Aubrey joined
and
us.
Do we have
just
sound
to have
speeds
dinner.
As well?
Speeding, gang.
Kevin Speeds,
make it safe.
Kevin Speeds, make it safe.
Have you ever seen someone just
lock it up?
Suck on a piece of rosemary before?
Have I personally?
And that'll get you absolutely blasted, that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people don't.
No. You want?
Oh, my God.
I'll meet you up there on the moon, sweetheart.
It's the sap. The sap has tropodelic effects.
Mm-hmm.
That was earthy.
Yeah, if you braze it first,
mm-hmm.
you wake up in another fucking country.
You get brazy.
Mm-hmm. I get brazy with
you know,
it.
Actually, the reason why people grill meat with rosemary on it is because the rosemary like counteracts the char and mm-hmm. makes you not get cancer or something.
Yeah, the ancient elders knew that, and we decided to just completely abandon everything that they'd all the knowledge they'd accumulated because we were like, oh, we got this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, yeah, no, yeah. We don't.
Oh,
need,
we know more than you. Yeah, okay.
We don't need it to obey any of our natural instincts to include rosemary when we grill. I'll just use dill, which is basically fucking poison.
Yeah, and now today we cover our steak in dill.
So that everybody's eating these
health effects.
Dill steaks.
Have you ever tripped on dill, man? That shit is fucked up.
I've been tripping. I've tripped.
But never
I've been
mind.
Tripping. I've been tripping dillies before.
It's
yeah.
time
never
for me
mind.
To admit.
Said never mind.
You. All right. Well, you said never mind. Do you have an idea? I guess maybe that is your idea for a name for our little guy. What do you think about us having a little
dilly.
Guy? Because I don't. I feel like you didn't know what
dilly,
the show.
Dilly.
Tripping dillies.
Yeah. Life is
His
short,
name is
sweet,
Tripping Dilly. He says dilly dilly when he runs around killing people.
I think he should look like a tiny Dave Matthews Band guy. Like he just looks like.
And now
should
what
he
is
have
a
like
Dave Matthews
violin?
Band guy?
Yeah.
Oh, you wait. You think?
Oh,
his
there's
name
only
is Dave
one
Matthews
kind
Band?
Of Dave Matthews Band guy.
No, I meant literally.
They're actually
Dave
all
Matthews.
Individuals.
I meant the actual Dave Matthews.
Each one of them brings something beautiful to that cosmic stew that is the Dave Matthews Band sound. So
could
like,
it
to
be,
just say like a guy is so dismissive.
I meant we, him.
Could, could we insert him into the lore and say that Trippadilly is, you know, he's like trying to steal the band sort of, and so he is killing the members one by one? I mean, like, is that...
Well, and he's tripping so hard that it may justify some of his more violent actions.
Right.
Do you not know there's a song called Trippin' Billies?
That's so crazy.
Okay, tell me about that.
Isn't there?
Sing me a bar, because that actually has me interested.
Wow, that really lines up. That's amazing.
That's going to help this idea that we had, which is to associate it with Dave Matthews Band. Who sings it?
I don't know. I thought there was only one guy.
Now, here I am thinking that... So I guess in the lore, Tripping Dilly would only have killed one member of Dave Matthews Band.
To replace them?
Or just to like kind of steal the band. Is there only one that...
Here's my idea for the story, and you guys can help me pitch on this. He, as they were entering stage, killed one band member, took their instrument, and came out and started playing with the band. And then throughout the course of the concert, he's killing everyone else in the band.
Trippin' Dilly's?
Tripping Dilly is.
Do you guys know the name of the guy who replaced Leroy Moore on saxophone and Dave Matthews Band? This is real. And this should actually be the name of our little guy. Ready?
Grugrux?
Zebras.
His name is Jeff Coffin.
Sick.
Isn't that a good name for like a scary little guy?
Yeah.
He has a little saxophone gun.
Jeff's so unassuming. And then when he hits you with a coffin, you're like, uh-oh, why'd I let my guard down? I wish I knew his last name first.
What?
What are we doing? What are we got to figure this out.
We got to nail this down. Let's tighten it up, okay?
The little guy kills the haters, man.
No, not this.
That's our podcast. That's over.
Fuck that. That was a million years ago.
You made it very clear you don't know what the podcast is. You shouldn't be involved in pitching on the guy. It is your second time doing it. You did ask me a lot of fundamental questions about it right before we recorded.
I thought this was a television show.
Okay. So it will be if you do it right.
Yes.
So... We need to unify your brand in some way. We're all over the place.
What is
the brand? The brand is not branding right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It's
is
not
that what they say.
It's generally weird.
It's not pinned down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sean can speak. Sean it's is
like. I feel like my problem is that I've got too much brand.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
I agree. But we're saying the same thing. We're arguing in agreement here. Because the brand is so big and expansive, and what I'd like to do is focus it in. I'd like to keep it unusual, right? We don't want to be traditional. We don't want to be boring. But I'd like to do
specifics.
Things that invite people in while remaining
what kind of
unique.
People?
The right kind of people.
The right ones.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. You know what we mean.
Oh, God. I don't know if I...
Let me just throw... I have some ideas. Let me throw out one idea. And this is just...
Okay.
This would be a headline that you would see on Daily Mail or something. One of these things Hayes reads all day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Aubrey Plaza wearing a very long t-shirt and a shoes.
Careful.
And trainers.
Uh-huh.
That's the caption.
Yeah. And then it says, Aubrey Plaza does all her grocery shopping at Jersey Mike's.
Oh.
So it's just like, you go
you know
in
Jersey
there.
Mike's?
You know Jersey Mike's? You ever had it Mike's Way?
I definitely have seen the sign. But I'm more of, is that a, do they sell cheesesteaks there?
Mm-hmm.
Not, but.
Chicken Philly cheesesteak as well.
This is the kind of thing that we need to. You cannot be out here saying, do they sell cheese steaks there?
Yeah, we
you
do.
Say, yes, do they sell cheese and steak?
Yes.
Because you buy your groceries individually at Jersey
Mike's. That's an important distinction. You do not ever get a sandwich there.
I only buy
That's
subs.
What everybody else does. You go
no,
there to buy
you don't
the
buy
ingredients.
Subs.
I'm from Philly, dude.
No.
I buy subs.
No, you but don't buy subs.
That's not what you do.
See, this is the problem.
This is, yeah.
Right?
Huh?
There's nothing about like you go to Jersey Mike's and like buying a sub.
You're asleep at the wheel.
It's not going to get in the Daily Mail. You going into Jersey Mike's and saying, okay, can I get three slices of tomato?
Can I get a half a pound of the turkey?
Yes.
Oh, actually, can you bag up that lettuce for me? And you just get like their whole bin of lettuce and then buy like the drinks as well. And then you go like, all right, thanks. I'm done with my grocery shopping, and put it into the bag and walk out. And then snap, snap, snap. You're in your trainers. You're in your long t-shirt. And all of a sudden, we've got this story of every time someone goes to a Jersey Mike's, and there are a lot of them, they now are thinking, wow, I'm like Aubrey, but not quite. She's still unique, but I'm connected to her. Does this make sense at all?
See, I thought they only sold pizza there.
No.
It's not a pizza.
No,
it's not pizza and wings.
Okay.
You going into Jersey, I'm willing to entertain you going into, every day for lunch, you go into Jersey Mike's and order pizza.
And ask if they have pizza and they, or order a pizza.
And they do actually kind of figure out, they mush up a tomato, they put it on the long piece of bread, they put the cheese on it for you. They have actually figured out how to accommodate your wishes and make a special pizza Mike's way, which is with salt and vinegar and stuff like that. So it's like, it's all wet.
What, and I get it all over my, I'll get it all over my t-shirt.
All over your long t-shirt
sauce all
and
over
your
my t-shirt?
Trainers.
Yeah, sauce on your trainers, Laces are ruined. I think,
yeah, because the sauce is squeezing out of the last part of the bread. It drips right down.
But it's a pizza. Yes.
But we should call it a pizza. So we should say crust.
You call it out
of the crust.
Is it sauce or is it blood? See, that's, then it goes back into my brand.
Yeah. I guess that, I love the idea that you order pizza there. Can I say that? That actually works with what we wanted to do, but also with what you seem to be able to wrap your head around in terms of like what this place is. So I think that that's a great compromise for us.
And it does sound like a pizza place. Like, honestly, you're going to win a lot of people over. Like, Jersey Mike's sounds like it should be a place where you can go and get a big pizza pie.
I just like the visual of me walking out with a big pizza pie, balancing it on my palm of my hand instead of dragging around some dirty plastic bags in the mud.
Yeah, we can't see what's inside the bag, too. Although sometimes mystery can be.
You can always tell when somebody's carrying a pizza. People know the silhouette.
Okay, so
right, but
big
the silhouette
pizza.
In this case, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
But the silhouette in this case is going to be a long piece of bread.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a traditional.
It's like a French
bread pizza. If
we're
talking about the silhouette specifically, like, it's not
going to
be the
traditional. Well, but I could still carry it like a pizza. I could still carry it in the palm of my hand.
You're carrying it up over the shoulder in the palm of your hand?
Yeah, you can do that. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay, I like that. Are we prepared to move on? I have some, I have some other stuff.
I have an area.
Yeah. Okay. Great. That would be great.
What are you pushing around town right now, Aubrey?
I'd say like 116.
The ride.
No. What's the wheel?
The ride. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, the
what
car.
What kind of car you drive?
Yeah.
Like in my real life or in my rental life?
Pushing.
Because right now I'm in the woods. I have a rental car out there, but to be honest,
what's
I'd
that?
Have to, hold on, let me get the key.
What are we renting these days?
A Rogue.
Nissan Rogue.
It's a Nissan Rogue.
Wow.
It's a
Bree will be pleased. Are we friends?
Why?
Are we friends with Bree?
Bree's gonna be over the moon.
Bree gets a little piece.
Mm-hmm. Who's that?
Every time you rent a Nissan Rogue, Bree gets.
Are you talking about Larson?
Yes. Although I'm also wondering if that's what the kind of cheese you get out of your Jersey Mike's pizza.
We can come back to that.
A Brita.
Can I get a Brita Mike's way?
This is a black Nissan Rogue 2019.
Damn.
Wow. I'm wondering if when you get home, doesn't have to be now, you start customizing a murdered out Mercy where it's like a $200,000 car that you have customized to have a stop sign that goes like flares out from the side when you stop like a school bus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's colored like a school bus and it says school bus on the back of the car. It's a Murcielago, which of course means that you've got the like
the fuck is a Murcielago?
Lamborghini.
It's a
Martini.
Car.
Is this a British thing again? Why don't you do your British voice
it's
again?
Very
if
Italian.
You want to talk about British shit.
It's Italian.
Italian accent.
So why don't you do an Italian accent?
We've gotten in trouble in the past for some of the ways that we spoke about Italian. I told an offensive joke about Italians.
Okay.
A guy
and
whatever.
Kevin said something really. Kevin called like, what was it? You called him like a grease something.
He said something very distressing.
It was
about.
Revolting. So we just need to take some episodes. Kevin, off. Was that a spicy steak?
It had Worcestershire sauce.
That's really spicy.
that could result
now
in serious trouble.
Now you're fucking with like the British palate. They don't fuck around with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They will light you
They'll
up.
They'll heat you up, man. They don't
I'd
give
honestly,
a shit.
I'd rather. I heard a story the other day about. Actually, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. It's about Peter Sellers. He drove an ambulance. Yeah. Anyway, all I want to say is I'd rather drive an ambulance
Pedro
than a school
Vendador.
Bus.
Ambulance than a school bus? Okay. I mean, this is similar to altering the Jersey Mike's thing to getting pizza, although I think you've made
I
it
like
worse.
The idea. Okay. You have this murdered out. Mercy.
Ambulance Mercy.
You pull up. It says Aubrey Lance, but it's backwards on the front of your car.
Did you just say Aubrey Lance?
Aubrey Lance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so people can see it in their rearview mirror. I am a little attached to the stop sign that comes out every
Yeah,
every
what
time
if it's just like
car.
It's an Aubrey Lance, so it doesn't have to follow all the ambulance rules.
Aubrey Lances don't need a stop sign, bro. Because you see an ambulance, you stop. That's a law.
Right? Okay. I guess you kind of busted my ass. I'm sorry.
What if it's Aubrey Lance in the front, school bus in the back?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I just want a thing where, like, people aren't going to be just, like, getting into an ambulance. You know what I mean? Like, people, like... gravitate toward people are going to be getting in the school bus like trying to go to school
and
that's heat
the,
for you
the people who did get into the ambulance a lot of them would be sick or dying
yes,
and I feel like that's not
thing.
The fan base we want to cultivate those are not great consumers
people can get into ambulances just if they have a bad back they have to lay down straight they have sciatica whatever
okay well now
this could be an
interesting
area for you we might be finding it that you just get into ambulances when you see them.
I need a rest, brother.
Yes.
No, I'm
like
talking about
get,
driving
like,
the ambulance.
But like a...
You can buy ambulances.
Like Bringing Out the Dead, one of the most famous Italian movies of all time.
I think we're on a delay.
Yeah, that might be what's going on. Let me...
I'm serious. Your mouth is talking, but I can't hear what you're saying. Am I crazy?
No. Not for that reason. Let me cleanse your palate.
Okay.
Why don't you change your name to Rumpelstiltskin?
No!
Come on!
All right,
Stop!
I'll do it.
Do it. And then
I actually have a connection to him.
Okay. Well, this sounds like a story I want to hear.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not really a story. It honestly isn't a story. So just forget about it.
Well, I saw you suck it on the rosemary earlier, and I did think if you were Rumpelstiltskin, I know it's not totally related to the story, but you could eat hay during interviews.
Mm.
I am connected to druids, elves, and small creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And Rumpelstiltskin, where does he fall in that spectrum for you? Is Rumpelstiltskin a druid of some kind in your mind? I mean, he has magical
Definitely.
Powers.
He has magical powers.
And he's a little guy. He is one of these like kind of funny little guys that they used to.
No, it's true. It's not that dissimilar from Tripping Dilly.
Tripping Dilly.
Rumpelstiltskin is creepy as fuck. He lives in a cave and he has a long beard. And I honestly don't remember what else he does except for sleep.
Oh, he spins A into gold, friend. He'll get you out of a jam.
I like this version where he says hay instead of straw.
Yeah. Okay.
He says
all
that's
right.
what it is.
The difference between hay and straw is like.
I agree with
that's
you.
That's going to stop down the show. Please educate everyone about the difference between hay and straw.
I said I like it.
I was not
I think
aware
it's good.
Of the unique properties of straw.
If I could eat hay, I would. I would eat it all day long. Hey, hey.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, the boys do a teaser freezer for Fast 10, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, see Hollywood Handbook live this week in Los Angeles, March 29th, with guest Timothy Simons at the Dynasty Typewriter. Check out all these shows and the video of Sean and Hayes in today's episode at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Part of self-care is finding ways to make your life easier. I know for me, I like to eat my breakfast in the shower. It's kind of a two birds, one stone thing. Some people might think it's weird, but I get the shower done, and it saves me all the time that I used to have to waste spraying my eggs with a hose before I eat them so they'll be nice and wet. Self-care is an everyday practice, and part of that is staying groomed. It's never been easier, actually, to get a high-quality daily shave thanks to Harry's. See, Harry's is this business that's pretty cool. They do razors, and one thing I love about them, all of these razor companies talk on and on about how sharp their blades are, and Harry's is no different, but they're the only ones that say, hey, be careful, okay? They're not saying anything bad happened, all right? They're not saying anything bad should happen, but what they're saying is, it's sharp, so like, just be careful. And as part of the Harry's promise that the boys is making to you, our listeners, if you get the Harry's razor special offer that we are giving you today, the Truman Shave Trial Set, a $15 value for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys, which includes a 5-blade German-engineered razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, plus you can schedule replacement blade delivery whenever you need them with refills as low as $2. If you do that, when you are shaving, Kevin will pop up in your window at some point and say, hey, watch out, to make sure that you remember to be careful. Because let's face it, shaving's not easy and you can let your mind wander. But if Kevin pops up in your bathroom window or wherever you shave and goes, hey, watch out, right in the middle of you shaving, I think that that would make sure that you are present and in the moment, which is the safest way to be. Harry's also makes shaving creams for before and after your shave, body washes, hydrating lotions, and more. And they're still offering a no-risk trial. Don't like your shave? Hey, watch out! No worries, it's on them. Upgrade to a razor and skincare routine that will have you looking your best with Harry's, and get a helpful visit from Kevin to help you be safe. Because Harry's cares about you, and so do the boys. Get a $15 Truman Shave Trial Set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set. Hey, watch out! Be careful.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Aubrey, are you, are we circling the MCU at all? Are we, is there like a little flirtation happening there? Are we thinking
I'm
about?
I'm not she gonna can't tell you go that. In. If okay. you try to she lead can't. Me down okay. that okay. path, I swear
okay.
to God.
Okay, yeah. okay, okay.
This is the one I'm talking about.
Okay. Plug.
This is not gotcha journalism.
Okay.
There's no clues.
I told you that.
There's no clues coming out of...
If there
That's
were
not a, clue.
A way to, I think, approach that world... Are you friends with Channing?
No comment.
Okay. Not even that. Okay.
Okay.
You remember when he was like... his big thing was that he always wanted to do Gambit, and he was gonna like write and direct Gambit, and like it was like his big passion project.
Wait, yes, wait, yeah. I'm like 100% sure I auditioned for that.
Yeah, it was like a big deal, and mm-hmm. you were like, "Holy shit, this guy really wants to fucking throw a."
Wait a minute, who he
throw?
Who was,
yes, no, any card.
Who's Six gonna of Diamonds? Direct that movie?
It was Channing and Reed were writing it. I think yeah. Reed was gonna direct it.
No, but mm-hmm. who? No, I feel like there was like some other big director that I went into like,
no.
an audition
well,
session
that
with,
was...
and he made me take my shoes off. I swear to God.
Okay,
and I'm not
That's
afraid
interesting
to
because,
talk about it.
Well, because if you were auditioning to be Rogue potentially,
mm-hmm.
Rogue with her shoes off is adds an element of incredible danger.
No, it does. There's because, a tension there.
Mm-hmm.
Where if one little piggy goes to market on you, even accidentally,
is there?
you're going to be the roast beef for dinner.
Is there? And maybe I'm conflating two audition stories in one, but I'm pretty sure it was the Gambit one that.
Okay,
the
God,
made
I've been
me
on
take
so many
off.
Auditions.
Well, so this
I've
is
been
like
on a million auditions. They're all.
I mean,
I can't keep track of my auditions anymore.
And so, I do. I
and
keep
that's
a book
you.
Of them.
But this is a way to enter this world. Be like, I'm not just like doing another superhero movie. This is my passion project. I have always had this character that I have wanted to bring to life on the screen. And you say, I am going to do my favorite MCU character. And that is Goldmember. You think that Goldmember is a character in the MCU?
Yeah, Goldmember
from Austin,
the
Powers?
Austin Powers films. Yes,
but again, you don't know. You think
we have to cut you saying from Austin Powers, because if this is going to work, it has to be that you are convinced that Goldmember is like Senator Kelly's brother or something.
Yes, and is an MCU character that you are going to write, direct, play.
Mm-hmm.
Goldmember in the MCU. Aubrey Plaza is Goldmember.
Mm-hmm. And you think that Goldmember
has no teeth?
And that he's pissed at Spider-Man or something.
And that's what you think Goldmember is. You think Goldmember has no teeth.
No teeth.
Definitely has no teeth.
No teeth.
No shoes.
And he's mad at Spider-Man.
No shoes. Yes, and he's really mad at Spider-Man.
I don't even want to know what he does to him.
Well, you'll have to decide.
That's
an interesting angle.
Wait, who am I?
You're writing and directing the film, and you don't want to know what he does to him.
It's not even that she doesn't have interest. She actively does not want to know what.
I demand to play every character, including like the old grandparents.
Are you talking about Uncle Ben?
Whatever you want to call him.
Aunt May.
No, I like this. I actually
the old grandparents, Marissa Tomei. Come on.
Like, remember with Tilda Swinton played the old man in Suspiria? Nobody blinks an eye. I can't play an old man in Goldmember. Everybody freaks out.
I think you
out.
Got the range. I think you got the range to play Goldmember and having age Goldmember from the release of that film all the way up until today.
Goldmember has to start out with one of those knapsacks on a stick and be like,
damn, just a second too slow. All right, Kevin. Hayes is up 7-9. I said my score first on the Bindle
Why
count
the
on the podcast.
Why the fuck would you know what that word is?
I got another one for you.
Wait, I always have a go Bindle ready.
Once. Yeah. Say it at the same time.
Hey,
one, when it's time to bug out.
Hayes
two,
is,
three.
What are we saying?
There might be a delay.
Sorry.
Hayes' room is just a cot and a Bindle.
Mm-hmm.
And at any point, if he feels the heat coming around the corner, he tosses that Bindle around his shoulder and slides out the window. Jumps on the next boxcar.
It's got finger rings at the Bindle, so I can just slip it on.
Mm-hmm. It's like a Bindle brass knuckle.
Mm-hmm.
Cotton Bindle is just like a really nice home goods store.
It's a store?
Could be.
It's a home goods store? But isn't home goods
But home goods
good
is a store as well.
You know when people, they love naming stores two words with an and in the middle. Yarn
I think
and
of that as a restaurant thing, but I guess it
tweed.
Is all, I think it's all retail.
You're right.
I got an idea for you. How about you play Major League Baseball?
Ooh.
Is this a pivot we can get behind? It's surprising, but it's also very popular, but could use an injection. And people ask you, hey, Aubrey, why'd you decide to play Major League Baseball? You were doing so well with your Goldmember movie. This would be post the release of Goldmember. It would do well. Like, why would you choose now? And you go, well, you might have heard that Ted Williams is the last motherfucker to bat over 400, but not for long.
That's what you do. You hit for average, utility infielder. You just like slap it oppo at will. You find the gaps. But if you wanted to, people see, like in BP, you can absolutely like fucking yak it to the second deck. If you wanted to, you could do that every time. Mm-hmm. That's not what you want.
It's not
do.
The goal. It's not like, it's not first slugging percentage.
Yeah.
It's just, it's,
you know that I was on the very first, Celebrity Sluggers on the MLB network. I don't even give a shit.
Holy smokes.
Okay. That might hurt this idea.
So you already had a cup of coffee.
Well,
that means you
sip.
Can't be. That means you can't be rookie. You just had a little sippy and it was too hot, too spicy.
It was too hot. Then you put it away, and then by the time you remembered that
little,
you had it again,
I was a little thirsty.
Thirsty.
Oh, you got thirsty. We didn't realize. Well, I think it hurts this idea. I think the fact that you even had a little sip, your
my
thirsty little self,
something.
Yeah, your thirsty stomach. I think your Stursy Stummy having a stip with them in the past actually dilutes this and makes it feel like we're returning to something old. And I'm all about pressing forward.
Sorry.
We've talked about this before on the show. Do you know the show Succession?
Yeah.
You know how they do like really unique swearing?
Creative cursing. You know about this?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Can you give me an example?
Well, I can. So what if you start swearing like they do on Succession? So like an interview would be like, Aubrey, why did you choose this role? And you'd be like, well, you know, Hansel and Fuckle really left all the breadcrumbs to the ginger fuck house this time. Like something like that. And then people would like it. They'd be like, this
They would
like
it. It would get awards.
No, it would be like singled out as like one of the good things that you do. Can you think of, is there like a children's nursery rhyme or anything that you're more connected to that you would want to try to work in, like just changing one word?
Fuckle Stiltskin is like all you can do that every day of the week.
Fuck goose.
Rumpled foreskin.
Fuck goose is yes. Yeah.
Did you say butt fuck?
Butt fuck goose.
Did you say butt fuck goose or?
Butt fuck goose is pretty good.
Loose.
Well, I think we need goose. Just
Mary had a little fuck.
Yes, perfect.
That's awesome.
I think that's maybe it would work if I only said this stuff to children.
Epic sauce.
Looks like Mary had a little fuck, and its fleece was white as shit. And then it's like you're talking about someone doing something. We all kind of know. We go like, oh, okay. I think this could be really powerful for you.
I love saying it.
Yeah. It felt strong. It felt really natural to me. How about wearing the Jamiroquai hat? Haven't seen it in a while. Big furry top hat.
You're going to have to describe that because I don't...
The Jamiroquai hat?
One of those. It's sort of like a Cat in the Hat hat. Like,
long velvet. It's plush.
You carry devil sticks.
Oh, I love devil sticks. I would do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you to be bad at them.
Yeah. We can't really have you be good at them. They just all three of them somehow clatter to the floor.
I did do an entire press tour with a cane and because I had torn my ACL playing basketball. I don't know if you remember that, Sean.
I do remember when that happened.
But I actually felt really powerful when I did that. Press tour, but then I went on the Ellen DeGeneres show. She thought I was making fun
just
of
just being eccentric,
handicapped people or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
That must have gone ACL well. Got too. Cleared up easily.
You did?
Yeah, Austin City Limits fucking tore it up.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did you get a surgery?
Me and Marcus Mumford.
He didn't get surgery, but he got a lot of shots.
Do you have a cadaver tendon, or did you take a piece from your ass?
There's a piece of ass involved as well. When this guy ripped up Austin City Limits.
Just reached right in there and grabbed a piece of your own ass.
Is that what you did? They took a piece of your ass and put it in your...
She went
no, cadaver. Honey, I got a cadaver tendon.
Sweetie.
Oh, you got a cadaver tendon. Wow.
I see dead tendon.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so there's another little person there who's like controlling you potentially.
That's a good backstory for the little guy. Trippin' Dilly was was like a piece of cadaver tendon that came to life or something. I don't know. I don't know how it connects yet. But I know
it's good. It's in your knee and it's having you like kick people.
It's idle hands.
Yeah. It was an evil murdering.
It's all idle hands. I mean, there are certain stories that humanity tells again and again, and
my legs
you know, we revisit
haunted.
Them.
Get over it.
Haunted leg.
Zombie leg.
What if everyone is worried about you and like they have to do a big intervention for you because you are smoking myrrh? You're just taking huge rips of myrrh.
She's ripping myrrh again. She's totally zooted off
myrrh. She's gone off that myrrh.
And I just like go barn hopping. I'm only in barns and stables.
Is that where they have myrrh? I mean, you would know.
Yeah, that's where they have myrrh. That's where the baby Jesus goes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so you go to barns and stables and cry, waiting to be delivered myrrh so you can...
be delivered like our Lord Jesus Christ.
Puff huge clouds of it and start walking on
water.
You're
blowing myrrh rings into an interviewer's face.
Yeah.
Call me the mermaid.
Is this a yes or no? Said,
the mermaid. That's what we're asking you.
Yeah. Are you sold on this? Rumpelstiltskin the mermaid.
Yeah. Yes. Anything that has creatures, tails, has to do with seaweed, slime, caves. I'm in.
Okay. Yeah. So my last one.
You know I have a sea
You're not going
to
like,
I
guess.
You know I have a sea head thing.
Yeah. Why? I do know about that. Well, it was just getting the words pumpkin spice latte tattooed on your palm.
No.
So it's like, the message could be kind of like when someone's trying to talk to you.
Yeah. Not before I've had my.
I love pumpkins. Yeah, actually, exactly. All right, I'll do it.
Somebody wants to give you a high five.
Talk to the hand. Aubrey!
Are you guys like.
Don't go
into that Rumpelstiltskin cave.
Why would she think that she could?
Are you guys slowing down? Are you guys? I wasn't. Did I fuck up the internet connection?
I think it's the person who moved.
Yeah.
That would be my guess.
No, you're right. It's probably our.
Probably
fault.
Me who's been holding still.
Is it not? Did it get unstable?
It did get somewhat unstable. March 30th.
All right. Well, we're
Netflix.
Back. We're
premiering
fine.
March 30th
on Netflix.
All right. We're good. We're good. You just have to. Can you hear me? That's all that matters, right?
No, that's all we care about. It's about to get a little unstable.
Unstable.
All right, we're back. We're back.
He's the dad. He's the kid. And the dad and kid are unstable.
Friday nights. Wait, it's on Netflix. Why are you saying?
Just watch it when I want you to watch. Can you just watch it on Friday so I can call you on Saturday when I have time to talk about it? Can you do that?
Are you doing dad, son, like role playing right now?
No,
it's for work.
This is a work thing. Sorry, we got a work. A work call came up in the middle of.
Sorry.
But no, that's okay. I wonder, Kevin, did you have anything that you wanted to talk to Aubrey about? I know you can't
sure.
see our
Who
producer,
is
Kevin?
Kevin.
Kevin's our producer. He's probably been sending you more emails than he needs to.
Can you go on cam, please?
I can't. Sean has it.
Do you want to come in and stand
join
next to me?
Sean in the room and come down and say, hi, Kevin?
Sure. Brett's going to have
to come down and say, Kevin, we have some company tonight.
I'll come
if
over.
You could just come down for 1 minute and stop playing
just
on the computer.
Be polite and come say hi. Don't.
If you could just say hi and be
Kevin?
Polite. Kevin?
There are 14 people in this family and you're the only one that has to make trouble.
Here's Kevin. What do I do for your sound? You've got it?
I'll get some headphones.
This fucking guy.
Is
so
he
just
nine?
lean into
me.
Frame, please.
No, I'm scared. Ah!
Can you see me? I'm Kevin.
Aubrey, everybody feels that way when they first meet Kevin, but
That's
he's here
Kevin.
To help.
The bad man is hurting me.
Well,
he has a lot of interesting ideas.
Unfortunately, disturbing as he is, he has one of these beautiful minds that you hear mm-hmm. about. For people who can't see, he put on headphones, leaned into one mic, took off the headphones, looked at a different mm-hmm. mic, put the same headphones back on, and now he's moving cords around. And it's
his arms
like
are
cool.
Just
ginormous.
Yell,
there,
Seven. Just yeah. yell.
God.
So it's picked
no, he's
up
got
on Sean's
some,
mic.
He's got some big ass wings.
I'll yell.
His arms are.
Well, hi, Aubrey. I'm Kevin.
Don't interrupt him. He wrote it down.
I wrote this down, so please don't interrupt me. It's important.
Can you say my name again?
Hi, Aubrey. I'm Kevin. There's Sean.
Ooh. You want to call you Rumpelstiltskin?
I wrote
call me Rumpelstiltskin. What?
Hello. Hi, Rumpelstiltskin. I'm Kevin. This is Sean. And I wrote you a suggested post for the main feed of your Instagram to promote this episode.
on the grid.
Grid main feed.
Hitting the gritty.
Can't believe these bastards did it again. Well, guess my ass is back on Hollywood Handbook. You definitely got to subscribe to the Patreon to see this one. Not me specifically, but we went off on this episode. Talk soon, AP.
And now, let me see. What kind of followers are we pushing around town?
What are we pushing
right now?
Around town, followers-wise?
You're 4. Asking 2. Me?
2.
Let's crunch the numbs.
Momos. Wow. That could be...
A milli.
That could be huge for you. Here's a picture of you and Jason Statham.
Fuck off.
Aubrey. Oh, you've really done it this time, Aubrey. If I've ever right mind to foil all your biggest plans, what do you think about that?
That looks like what he said.
That was pretty accurate. All right, I'll do it. Whatever you want, Kevin.
Yay!
Whoa, Kevin's Yay! Doing his job.
Now you get a little treat, Kevin. I'm going to put a little treat in your big...
Kevin's
giant arm.
Kevin's thirsty for his little sippy. Kevin
is thirsty. He needs a sippy of a little Instagram post.
I'm going to tickle you with my rosemary bush leaf branch.
Thank you, Aubrey. And here's my pitch for you for a thing you can do. Are you familiar with Idlewild, California?
No.
It's this cute little town in a little outside of L.A., kind of near Palm Springs.
The mayor's a dog.
Oh, yes. I know it. I know this.
And he mishandled COVID.
I thought you were talking about Wildwood.
Mayor Max was an embarrassment with his COVID mm-hmm. response team.
Sean is setting me up perfectly. I think you should cash all your chips on running a smear campaign against Mayor Max.
Mayor Max is a golden retriever.
The dog mayor of Idlewild. He literally has blood on his hands from his COVID response.
So, Max.
Uh-oh.
I guess both, but
technically.
Kevin organized a massive Sonic
screening. You want me to kill a dog?
I want you to kill a dog. I just don't think you should be the mayor.
Kill a dog's career.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want animals to keep taking our jobs, man.
Yeah. Yes. Everyone's so concerned about robots. It's like, well, they're a couple years away. Animals are doing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's famous animals that have way more followers than me.
I know. We were disappointed to see that. Just now, we looked it up. Now, this has stumbled into, speaking of COVID response and some of Kevin having blood on his hands.
Mm.
Would you use your platform to talk about how Sonic is the deadliest movie in human history and how it packed the theaters really with families and children immediately before the entire country went into lockdown because of the spread of a deadly virus?
Post an all blue square on the grid.
And if they hadn't stopped to redesign him
today for Sonic awareness,
if they had just left his teeth where they were and not redesigned him and released him on time, a lot of people would still
people
be here
be
celebrating with us. Yeah. So it's food for thought, but I think it could
and
be.
And it's so interesting because they say they got to go fast, but actually they deliberately slow walked this movie so it would kill the maximum number of people.
They waited.
You know who's used behind it, all of this is Canadians.
Okay.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Speak on that. Yeah. We can keep going.
They did it. That's all I'm saying.
The Canadians did it.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying.
I'm
glad that we got the rest of the story. The Canadians did it, you said?
They had something to do with it.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Partially,
I don't want to get in. I don't want to.
No. You said a lot. Jesus. Fuck, man. I mean, I'm kind of done. Like, what else? Is there something you want to talk about, Aubrey?
I mean, you came here, so.
Yeah, you're the one who invited me here for dinner.
You know what I want to talk about?
Yeah, I know, I don't.
Do you know the injustice that is happening to horseshoe crabs?
Man. Oh.
What?
Stealing their blood?
People turning them upside down?
You know about their blood?
Yeah, the blue blood.
How do you know about this?
Like Sonic.
Mm-hmm. How do I know about it?
Big
I stuck
pharma.
A straw in a fucking horseshoe crab.
So you're part of the problem.
No. I did it to help him. He had too much blood.
Mm-hmm. Wrong. They only harvest blood of the females. So you don't know what you're talking about. They harvest female horseshoe crab blood. Big pharmaceutical companies do this every goddamn year.
Females
they
go to, are out here.
They go to the beaches in Delaware, which These is where females. I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
They take female horseshoe crabs by the thousands. They put them on a truck in the middle of the night. This is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
They load them up. They take them to Jersey.
Women talking.
To a factory. They hook them up to machines. You can Google it right now. And they suck their blood out.
Women be talking.
They take 70% of their blood out, and then they put them back in the truck, drive them back down to Delaware,
mm-hmm.
where they were spawning on the beach, and throw them back in the ocean, mm-hmm. and pretend like it Sisters never fucking it happened.
Spawn
this
on
has
the
been
beach,
going on since 1975. And they think that they're not hurting the horseshoe crab population. They are. Horseshoe crabs are weakened by this, and slowly they're going extinct, and they're mm-hmm. They're considered an ancient living fossil. That's how old and wise horseshoe crabs are. This mm-hmm. needs to stop.
And we act like they have nothing to teach us. That we know yeah. that we know everything there is to know mm-hmm. from our books. And
oh,
our,
I couldn't learn from a horseshoe crab just because it's like a weird like spider with a shell.
Yes.
Actually, there's
our
a
modern
lot.
Religion, the iPad. Oh, the mm-hmm. iPad is teaches me everything I need to know. I don't need to learn anything from...
Right. You think that technology is something. Go Google horseshoe crab blood. It'll blow your fucking mind. It's blue right. blood. It's futuristic mm-hmm. kind of.
Hayes knows something about blue blood.
Mm-hmm. Like Sonic.
He loves
I thought it was weird that in the original Sonic design, they were like, okay, I guess his teeth need to be changed. And like, does it bother you that his like blood is red like a human? So it's like, well, we didn't even see that.
Yeah, I didn't know why that came up. But I
they're
guess
like, okay,
they were like,
"We'll make it blue." It's like, okay.
I guess because they
Did
want him
see
to get
his blood
shot.
In the movie?
Like, I guess
yeah,
he's supposed
guess
to get
he was
shot.
Gonna, I guess he was going to get shot at one point.
And then it just made so much fucking money
by Jim Carrey.
People.
Yes, yeah. yeah. Dr. Robotnik mm-hmm. was going to end up shooting.
Well,
Sonic
his name was originally Dr. Roshutnik.
I have another pitch. I have another pitch for Aubrey.
Oh God.
Aubrey, are you familiar with infrared saunas?
Yeah.
This might be up your alley.
No.
Infrared saunas is sauna for zombies.
I hate your teeth.
That's tough.
That's okay.
That's going to be tough to carry.
So I guess
he needed it. I think ultimately he'll emerge from this a little better, but
no, it's definitely going to be helpful.
People, instead of going in to get rid of toxins, they just go in to die.
Yes, that's a great idea.
Infrared sauna. So it's a sauna. Well, this is a horror movie idea.
We could get A24 infrared sauna starring Aubrey. In the former mayor of Idlewild, Mayor Max.
Mm-hmm.
Zombie dog.
The zombie only dog survive?
Zombie dog at a death spa. Who says no?
Sounds racist to me.
Infrared sauna, look at that.
Oh, Hayes is just looking it up.
Does it really burn fat? Yes.
No.
It says
no,
yes.
Aubrey, listen to
and
him.
And studies show that
it.
An infrared sauna session can burn up to 600 calories. And you can do it every day. Wow. Mm. And it burns belly fat.
Plays heavily into the pilot of Unstable. So, the horseshoe crab. So,
what if you marketed a tummy tea, but just because it goes in your tummy?
Uh-huh. Well... Should be a stummy
stubby.
Should be a little stummy tea.
Ooh, I'm thirsty.
Stummy.
I
want to
market for babies.
Tummy tea for babies.
Tummy tea for babies. Mm-hmm. They've been drinking too much milk. These babies look like shit.
Yeah, the babies are too
you
fat.
Just
we need
have
to take
milk
them into
the
infrared sauna.
their bellies are all like globular.
Yeah.
They stick out like that.
It's all these chunky ass babies not drinking any fucking tummy tea. Beauty starts
now
at conception.
Infrared sauna for children. When using your sauna with a child, lower temperature and for no more than 15 minutes at a time. Okay, great.
Easy. I can do that.
Easy. Yeah.
Then just send them outside and do what I want. One session with my child and then one for me. I'm not going to fucking shave off the numbers of my sauna routine for some brat.
And so you'll talk to A24 for us?
Yeah, you'll call them up. Dog bear
at a
death
spa.
Yeah, I'm
going to email Noah Sacco right now. And
what's that
email? I got to send him some images, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like a lookbook, kind of a sizzle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A sizzle book.
Like a
dog bear at a death spa. I used to actually be a massage therapist, so I could be good casting.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm like the zombie spa employee.
Mm. Oh, so you want to be in it?
No, I'm just saying, like, it just like might be a little helpful to the budget if we need like a zombie spa employee and we have somebody who's pretty believable in that role. I'm trying to be helpful. I'm not asking for something. I'm doing you a favor. You can't do one for me. I don't need anything.
And Kevin doesn't even get a story by?
Kevin, what credit do you want? Special thanks?
I want the first credit to be special thanks to me.
Are you crying?
We are winding down. Sorry, I just want to make sure we have time for our last segment, which is putting our dad's driver's license on camera. Do we all?
Everybody,
we all
bring your dad's driver's license. I know. I see Tom.
Is everyone ready to put?
We always close the show by putting our dad's driver's license.
Okay, so you're putting your dad's driver's license up, but you said that you aren't going to be on camera today. So you realize no one is going to be able to see your dad's driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, here it goes. Check it out.
Wow.
All right.
I wonder if I do have something. Let's see.
All right. Yeah. It's me, Aubrey's dad. That's me. I've been Aubrey's dad, me all life.
Dad.
Bruce. Master Wayne.
Master Plaza.
Me daughter's,
Master Wayne, me daughter's name is Aubrey.
Master Plaza.
talk about walking with a cane. Remember?
Bye!
That was a HeadGum podcast.